Senator Alberta Darling of River Hills has the support of Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen for her plan to increase the penalties for people who defraud the state's food share or child care programs. Her proposed bill would create a fraud detection unit in the AG's office. Darling says the state's public assistance programs have tripled over the past 4 years and they need more oversight.
Yeah, it's over $1 billion, and we really have to make sure that the program is serving the people that they should be serving and that there aren't people ripping the program off, and the taxpayer will be the one who suffers as a result.
Darling says the plan is to have Department of Justice investigators work closely with the Department of Health and the Department of Children and Families to better detect fraud and refer cheaters to local district attorneys for prosecution. She says the program will pay for itself because the state will save taxpayers $6 for every dollar spent on fraud detection. Darling says there aren't any statistics on how serious public assistance fraud is. A federal audit of the food stamp program in 2008 found that $300 million worth of food stamps nationally were trafficked illegally. And the number of qualified recipients has risen during the recent recession. The director of the Dane County Human Services Department says it's not a big problem in her county. She says her staff already have procedures in place to spot cheaters before they can get away with benefits they don't qualify for. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.